Come, O Lord, do not delay. Forgive the sins of your people. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him. But tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe in him." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus based all his teaching, really, and what he did on what was around him, where he lived. And he lived mainly and preached in the Galilean countryside. And people lived in small villages, and they were very, you know, we would today call close-knit families. And the father, everything rotated, you might say, around the father of the family. And his main purpose in life was to look after his family, provide for them, not to make a lot of money or big investments, but just to provide for his family so that they would have enough. And then often we find in the parables of Jesus the comparison of different members of the family, like the two sons in the gospel this morning, and you have the, you know, the contrast between the Pharisee and the publican, and in the prodigal son between the good guy and the bad guy. And so when it comes to us this morning listening to the gospel, what are we to take from it? Well, have you noticed lately, over the last, lately, we have lived and been lied to continually in this country. And many people today have got to the situation where they don't know who to believe or what to believe, because we have recently been fed with so many lies. And have you also noticed that if somebody continually lies, they are incapable of recognizing the truth? Now, I don't know if you've ever seen that. Somebody who continually lies will not believe anything, even facts right in front of their face. They'll say it's fake, or it's a fraud, or it's not true. That happens. That's what happens when you continually lie. Most of us at times, we do also, we're very economical with the truth, or we don't always say what we mean. That's another form of lying. How often we say, "I will do it," and we don't. So where do we stand this morning when we look at ourselves in the gospel? Because we have no right to judge or condemn those who lie if we are similar to that ourselves. And very often, if you are honest, and that's what the gospel is about this morning, being honest to yourself and to one another. Look at the things we say so often. We say one thing and do something else. Like the guy in the gospel this morning, the so-called good guy said, "Yes, I will," but then he didn't go. Whereas the other guy said, "No," but afterwards he changed his mind and went. At least he was honest enough to admit that he was wrong. And that's what Jesus loved in people. He didn't expect us to be sinless, but he expected us to admit when we're wrong. And what's wrong with that? We sometimes find that so difficult. But we're never as close to God when we come to him and say, "I ask you to forgive me. I was wrong. I made a mistake." It's a very freeing thing to be able to say, "I'm sorry." How freeing that is. And yet so many of us will do anything rather than say, "I'm sorry." So what's the bottom line? What do you think the bottom line is? A word beginning with P, pride. Our pride won't let us say it. So maybe there's a lot to be looked at and thought about in the gospel this morning.